She's beauty. She is grace.
Both of us are beauty and grace for different reasons today. Mandy just blew her nose in my face, and I look like death warmed over because I feel that way.
Listen, I don't know how you started your first, well, it's not your first day back to work. You were back to work yesterday, although you haven't stopped working since you got back from your vacation. But this was my official, I worked some last week, but this was like really pulling back day. This is the day to circle back on everything. And my ding dong thought, well, I've scheduled a hair appointment for the first Monday back. That was dumb because I got my confirmation texts on Friday, maybe. And they usually send it like, a couple of days before. So luckily, I get my hair cut at a building across the parking lot. Like I walk over there. So I get my computer. I text Katie. I tell her I got a hair appointment at 9. We can record later. Walk over there. Take the elevator up. Door's locked. So I get ready to text Morgan. And I thought, well, let me just look and see. No, my appointment's on Friday. Happy New Year.
Yeah, look, I'm meeting myself coming and going. I have been in three cities
I
in
mean,
24 hours.
right? Yeah, that's
Where
what
am I?
my theme was sort of like driving, 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 but you are too. We're
Yeah.
just tearing up the roads.
A friend of mine texted me this morning about something going on in her life, and she mistyped my name, Karie, and I didn't even notice it. I did not
Oh,
even
wow.
notice it. And she said, "Oh my gosh, I do know your name." I was like, "I'm glad somebody knows my name because I have no idea who I am or where I am now."
Speaking of mistaken identity, Birch's family was doing a big group thread like at Christmas, and but she didn't. She was not on it because when she said to Jim, sort of in the afternoon of Christmas Day, "Have you wished your family Merry Christmas?" He's like, "Yeah, we got a group thread. It's been going on all morning." She's like, "I'm not on it." They had accidentally added their cousin Butch instead of Birch.
And I'm sure Butch was like, "Wow, look at all this love they have for me today. This is not normal."
From the Georgia contingency. Yeah.
I love it. I love
So, happens to the best of us. Happens to the best of us.
it. I hope by next week I'll at least be in one city.
You will be.
Yeah, and I won't be exhusted.
Well, that I can't guarantee.
I'm not sure I can guarantee it either, but it's a pipe dream that
I
I have.
wouldn't lay odd. I wouldn't lay odds on it,
No.
actually.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So yesterday was your first Sunday at the new church.
So yesterday we started this journey at St. Paul Methodist. It's not technically a church yet because we haven't chartered, but I'm calling it a church. Congregation on
So
the
it's
new
going to be St.
campground.
Paul United Methodist.
It will be, yeah. Well, we think. I mean, we can
That's
name
the goal.
it whatever we want. So currently, we're meeting in the old St. Paul space from a church that closed years and years ago. So we're meeting there, but we're at the Dooley Campground in Vienna, Georgia. Yeah, it was lovely to look out the to look out. I had to edit myself there for a second, but to look out in the crowd and see hopefulness and excitement and joy and relief and oh my God, she's not crazy. Oh my gosh, she can put words together and she's not a bad preacher. Like just the relief
Yeah.
and getting to meet me because I can talk to a brick wall. It takes me a while to recover from it these days. I need a little quiet, but
Right.
it was just wonderful. It
Good.
really, really was.
What's your music situation?
So we have I'm gonna say kid, because he's in college, so he's a kid who's a Mercer music student that comes down. Cause we're about from that side of town, we're less than an hour drive. And he only comes in, once. a week. So,
So just to
yeah,
play
play
and
piano,
lead hymns on
all
Sundays.
that. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, all good. The first thing I told him was, Katie's not a singer. Katie's a lot of things, but Katie's not a singer. And I will say that the man that stood up to lead the music this week has the voice of an angel.
Well,
And he's
good.
also my contractor at the parsonage. And I was not expecting
That
this
combination.
operatic trained voice to come out of my contractor. And they
Listen.
said when he started singing, my face was just shocked. But I was like, what? What the hell just happened?
He's a Renaissance man.
He's wonderful. And he's tr a trained musician. Anyway,
Yeah.
so it's really, really great worship. It's sincere, loving worship. So it was just so nice.
Good.
And then I went up to see my brother and my nephew and nieces, and they had all had the crud. So when they normally jump up and down and welcome me, they were glad to see me, but there was no hugging or jumping. There was laying and lifting the head, which was fine. But they loved their gifts, and we had a great visit, and I'm really, really glad to be closer to them.
Good. Yeah,
I
that'll
will
be
say,
fun.
my nephew, when I gave him his present, he was a little nervous because I had not asked him what he wanted for Christmas. So he was kind of nervous about what was about to be in that bag. And Jim's book was a big hit, definitely with my brother, because he said, "Oh, Larry Walker just showed me this book and said what a great book it was." And I said, "Well, I bet Larry Walker's not signed over your stuff, Charlie Griffin." So he
There
did,
you
and he was real pleased with it. Wilson, I'm sure, will appreciate it when he's about 25.
go.
So, there'll be plenty of time for me to spend some time with Wilson and get him maybe something that he actually wants. But, I think he does read. He's a reader, so I think he'll enjoy it. But he's 16. He doesn't care about anything. So,
Listen, there's no winning at that age. That's when
yeah.
I said I'm not giving you anything else other than an experience.
There we go. And the girls love their E. Newton, which is great. I'm glad I waited till yesterday to see them because, E. Newton was way behind, apparently. I got a lovely email from them saying, "So sorry, but we're shipping behind." So theirs did not come till after Christmas, but they loved them. So that was good.
Good.
And then last night, they had a sweet little reception for me where, I really got to talk more with a lot of the people, and it was very sweet. And
Good.
but I was late getting in. Being on your feet all day, being on all day is very hard for me. It was worth every minute. I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'm just. And then I got up super early and drove back up here to Beaufort to finish packing. And so I am exhausted.
And it's 10:31 where you live.
Yes, it is.
Fra la la.
Fra la la. But the only other thing I've really done, so I did spend a couple days after the new year down in Macon, resting. I saw some friends, which was great. I went to, okay, so I don't know how I will share this. I maybe shouldn't, but I will. I went to get a pedicure, and this is a new. I went to a place in Warner Robins because that's kind of the first real city with like professional-ish, things. There's a HomeGoods in Warner Robins. And so I went with some friends of mine to get a pedicure. And
So wait, you were leaving Dooley County, headed north?
yeah, and
Okay.
stopped in Warner Robins to get a pedicure with some great friends of mine, and we had lunch. It was great because I'd
And
taken a load of stuff down.
did they go with you to Dooley County, or did they drive
No,
down to
they
Macon
just,
and meet
no,
you in Warner
they
Robins?
live in Warner Robins.
Oh, okay.
So we're kind of hoping like that'll be our thing. Like we can meet on a Saturday and I can drive up and, do the pedicure and then go get groceries and go home because that's where I'm going to be shopping for groceries. And so we tried this place and they had been there before and they loved it. Let me tell you, the guy was I think he had a touch of the preacher. He rubbed on me and was real handsy with me.
Don't say a touch of a preacher and then go to mass. You're a preacher.
Or Katie, I mean, it was real. They were like, this is the most awkward pedicure I think I've ever gotten. Or watch. They were watching, like, the chair kept rocking, and the text chain back and forth between us was just ridiculous. Like, I've never in my life. So I don't think we're going back there again because it's super awkward now. We're gonna have to find somewhere else. But I can't go back. And then the other thing I got to do was because I was in the Squirrely Hills, I got to visit with some of my old neighbors, and that was so much fun because we were watching the Georgia Notre Dame game, and I was the only one smiling and not cussing. And our listener friend Heather was one of the people there. And I took a picture of me with all of them hollering in the background. And she said, "Don't you dare send that to Mandy to put on her." That was literally her first thought was, "Don't you send that to her." I said, "I won't." She said, "That better not end up on the Find Your People page." I said, "I promise."
Oh, Heather, don't tell us that.
I know I want to. I wanted to, but then when she forcefully requested that it not be, I said, "All right." But
Oh,
it
that's
was so
funny.
much fun, and we reminisced, and my friend that had just played the Ryman, I don't know if I told you about that, but a friend of mine had just played the Ryman, and he was there. He plays with Brent Cobb on his last album. Rob
I
Simowski,
almost
do you know Rob? Or know
Rob who?
who that is? Simowski was the drummer for Gypsy Train. If you were,
But I remember Gypsy Train.
yes, yeah, so Rob, the drummer, is a very, very good friend of mine.
I
And
almost stayed in Nashville because Brent played the Ryman on the Thursday after we had driven to Florence. And I almost stayed because I wanted to go, and I thought, I can't. I've been here 2 weeks.
Rob played on the album that was recorded at Capricorn in Macon, and then Rob played at the Ryman with him, and I
That's
think he's going
awesome.
to be playing here and there at different concerts.
Well, that's great.
He's like the coolest. One of the coolest people. I'm not cool at all, but I have really cool friends.
That's
And
awesome.
so we got to catch up. He had also done a TED talk about education because he's a professor of education at Georgia College for his real job. So in 2 weeks, he had played the Ryman and had a TED talk come out.
Wow.
Like,
That's
okay.
a banner. That's a banner month.
I know. So I got to catch up with him, and I was so excited to see everybody. It was just a great night, and Georgia lost, which was made me happy. It didn't make anybody else in the room happy, but it made me very happy. So,
Good.
and now I'm back. You can see the wood tile ceiling. I'm back at the Parsonage to finish packing. I just took 4 bags of trash down to the dumpster, and I got a lot more to do, but I'll get it done today. So, movers
And
come
they're coming
tomorrow.
tomorrow.
Yep. Yep.
Very
Yeah.
exciting.
Mandy, what's happening with you?
Well, let's see. Since last we spoke, I don't even remember what happened last week. But Friday morning, I got up and drove to Noonan
Yeah.
for our good friend Sanders' dad's 50th birthday.
That's right. How'd that go?
It was great. It was out at Blaylock Lakes, and everybody keeps asking me. So I posted on Instagram. Everybody's like, "What is Blaylock Lakes?" I keep hearing about it, and it's so funny because to me, Blaylock Lakes is just the neighborhood where James and Kelly bought a lot
Yeah.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
Now I've started. I describe it as the conservative person's Serenby.
Oh.
There's no retail at Blaylock Lakes, but it's a similar sort of neighborhood
Okay.
development feel, except Blaylock Lakes is centered around, I don't know the correct term for it, shooting. They have like
Like
gun
skeet
courses.
shooting and
Yeah, and they have,
okay.
but they have all kind of like unusual shooting. I don't even like Kelly was telling me all this terminology. I've never shot a gun, so it means nothing to me.
At all? You're from South Georgia?
Never shot a gun.
Okay.
I've been on hunts, but no, never shot a gun.
Okay.
So, it's all Greek to me, so it goes over my head. But anyway, so that's sort of how they've got a lodge. But anyway, that's where we go to the pool when I go to the pool with James and Kelly. So
Okay. There's a
it's just,
pool.
and there's a pond, and there's a,
Love it.
it's beautiful. It's beautiful country out there. But anyway, that's where Kelly's surprise 50th birthday was a couple of years ago. And so James's was not a surprise because, as Kelly said, he has to pay for it. So he had to know it was happening.
And amen.
But anyway, so I got there in time to, see the kids, help Kelly get set up. They also have places you can rent, like cabins you can rent. So James and Kelly were, they, like I said, they bought a lot a long time ago, and they got ready, were had their plans ready, were getting ready to break ground on their house when COVID hit. And so then, of course, the costs
A mean,
like
nasty COVID.
went up by a third, and so they had to sort of revamp everything. And by that point, Wyatt had gone to college, and now Sanders is almost going to college. So and then Addie will be right behind Sanders. So anyway, it's just sort of, they've revamped everything. So they don't have a house out there. So if we they rented a cabin, so we could all just stay out there instead of driving the 20 minutes back to their house. So that was fun. That was super fun. And then Saturday morning, got up, went to Waffle House.
What an awful waffle.
They tried to kidnap me and make me stay, but instead I drove home as planned. And that was sort of my big thing. And then got the news, actually got the news while I was driving home on Saturday that Mr. Billy Fallon died. And Mr. Billy and Miss Barbara were sort of, not sort of, I mean, they were basically our extended family in Moultrie. Mr. Billy and Miss Barbara both went to Mercer. She was FAMU at Mercer.
A good family, as
That's
Cody would
right.
say.
That's
I don't
right.
know what a bad one looks like or who that would be, but
I do. I know plenty of those,
oh
but Miss Barbara was a good FAMU at
there we go.
Mercer. And they have two daughters, Leah and Laura, and a son, Bill. And whenever we were growing up, my parents always said, if you get in a situation and you don't know what you should do, just do what you think Leah or Laura would do. Leah and Laura both went to Vanderbilt.
Okay.
My sister went to Vanderbilt.
There we go.
And like Leah taught us to swim. They used to babysit us, just. And then Leah moved in Atlanta and started practicing law. She married Mike. They moved to Noonan, and she practiced law in Atlanta. He practiced in Noonan. Laura moved to DC. So when I
You
was in DC,
literally did everything they
and then
did.
we did. That's exactly what we did. We did what Leah and Laura did.
All right.
They Leah, let's say Laura has Kate, and then she has the twins, William and Robert. She was pregnant with the boys the summer I was interning for Saxby.
Okay.
And her husband is a lobbyist. Among other people, he represents the Georgia Peanut Commission. And they were redoing the farm bill that summer. Like, Saxby almost missed Bo's graduation because in the same week they had a farm, they were redoing the farm bill. Or that may have been commodity, some big commodity hearing. But anyway, had a huge hearing in the Ag Committee. And Robbins was up for realignment. The BRAC put Robbins on the realignment
I
thing.
remember that. Was
So
that Gang of Five?
was that what?
The Gang of Five that Saxby was in? The five
That was,
Republicans?
that wasn't any of this. This was
Oh,
earlier. But that was all those hearings were happening the week of Beau's graduation. So he almost missed Bo's graduation. Anyway, so this was that summer. All this stuff was happening, and there was this huge committee meeting in the Ag Committee. And this was before cell phones. We had pagers, but if you got paged, you had to go find a phone to call. And
Is this hotel pager friendly?
so Bob, Laura's husband, had just told his office if Laura goes into labor, call Saxby's office.
Yeah.
Because we were in the same building and somebody can go down there. Well, guess who answered the phone?
You.
So I get to go down to the committee meeting and I walked in the room and Bob just took one look at me and I was like,
Yeah.
so I got to tell Bob that Laura was in labor. I mean, just
Oh.
the fabric of our lives is just woven together.
Yeah.
But Mr. Billy was, that his office was the first place I ever worked in a law office. From the time he knew I had any inkling of wanting to go to law school, he would told me he would hire me, in a New York
Yeah.
minute. And that just always gave me confidence if I needed it. His was the office I was in recently doing depositions where I
Yeah.
was like, in an alternative life,
Yep.
this could be mine.
Yep.
So anyway, I mean, he was 92 and had lived a great life and, had been really sick since about the middle of December. So,
Yeah.
but it's still just, it's really hard. So I will be driving to Moultrie on Wednesday.
Bless it.
And my mother has requested to fly into Panama
Oh.
City to ride with me. She's not sure she's going to do it because I was like, Mom, you can do that, but it's going to cost $700 for a plane ticket, and I'm going and coming in one day. I can't spend the night. So she was going to call me today and let me know what she had decided. So we'll see. But yeah, just lots of driving, sort of not as much as you.
No, I have traversed the state, I feel
Yeah.
like, more than
Yeah.
once.
Yeah. But lots of driving. That's really sorry. I will say my only other thing I really had seen is
Glad you brought this up.
Kim Mulkey and her outfits are back. She, for those of you who may not remember, she is the women's basketball coach at LSU.
Go
Did you
Tigers.
see what she had on last night?
I did. It was a basketball hoop, basically, or net. Did you
And
see
like,
the
it was like, a net that, like,
you remember those shirts in like 1993 that were like fabric on the top and they were supposed to show your midriff because it was like see-through? That's what it made me think of.
I just
Except it was
she
a
always
basketball net.
she's always a flamboyant dresser. But this was sort of like your elementary school teacher. You know what I
Yes.
mean? Like it was very themey, themey.
And was it that same night that they had the look-alike contest?
I don't know.
Did you see that? That it was dressed like Kim Mulkey night?
I did
And this
not.
little girl won who had her
How
same
many feathers? How many feathers were in there?
everywhere. You could have
Oh my
made a
God.
whole set of pillows. It
That's
was
so funny.
hilarious. But the little girl was like a key, it was like a Halloween costume. Like perfect, like sequin, gold sequin jacket, the hat with the hairdo. And anyway, she just looked so cute. And
That's
Kim Mulkey
funny.
gave her some kind of award for being the lookalike. It was
Yeah.
precious.
Well, I was just a little like,
Mulkey.
Kim's all, like I said, she's always flamboyant, but this was like all of a sudden she was a second grade teacher.
Yeah.
And listen, my mom was a second grade teacher. I know whereof I speak.
Yep, you have to have a set of teacher sweaters and holiday sweaters. It's a rule. Yep.
So anyway, okay, Katie. So listen, just reminder that we give nothing but grace around here, and
Right.
there's absolutely no reason you should have anything to offer for food, but you
Right.
did type
I
something,
did
so
type something. So I will say that the first thing I said in my announcements Sunday was that grace abounds, and that's going to be our theme. I
there
made
it is.
words to the Apostles' Creed. Grace abounds. I may, as church secretary and preacher, fire myself once a month, but grace abounds. You know, if I leave something off the announcements, I don't know. Grace abounds. So
There you go.
very thankful this lovely group of people that listen to us chat away understands that I don't know what day it is, people. And I haven't cooked. Everything's in boxes. So I do have my food was I got nothing, but I do actually have something.
Okay.
So I found already there is nowhere to eat in Vienna, really. There is a Mexican restaurant that I hear is good, so I'm going to try that out. But that's it. And nothing's open on the weekends. So We went to a place called the Pinehurst Diner in Pinehurst, Georgia, which is about 5, 6 miles north of the campground. And the whole town is about as big as this house. And they have a 14-seat diner in the old train depot that is about half the size of my living room.
Oh, that's fun.
But let me tell you, the food was delicious.
Listen, you're talking to a girl who grew up in Moultrie. I am
Yes.
well aware of the hidden gems that are
Yes.
tucked away in Nowheresville, South Georgia.
So I have found my place and I can't
Good.
wait. I'm gonna, treat myself to like once a week and let the church members know if they want to show up. I'll be there on whatever morning. We had lunch and it was delicious. The special that I had was turkey and mashed potatoes and green beans, and it was a true Southern meat and two. It was amazing.
Good.
But the breakfast menu looks really good. So I'm gonna find out what morning I can handle getting up after having night classes. Y'all have night classes from 6:30 to 8, 2 nights a week this semester. Anyway, so I'm gonna figure out what morning's best for my sleep schedule. And I'm gonna go and just park myself right there at that diner that morning every week. And the breakfast menu looked great. There was a fried pork chop biscuit. Oh, I mean, it's one of those places. So
Yeah.
I could not be more thrilled to have found the Pinehurst Diner. So if
Good.
you find yourself in Pinehurst, Georgia, which unless you're a farmer, I don't know why you would, because there's a grain depot and a cotton gin. So other than that, I don't know why you find yourself there, but it's really, really good. So I was thankful that I do have somewhere that if I don't feel like cooking, I can go get a plate.
There you go. Good.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I love those kind of little places. So I was glad to find it.
Good. Good, good.
So, Mandy, tell me about your favorites. I need
Okay.
to hear good things.
Well, first off, we had another dog adoption, which is always a favorite. I think I mentioned that I had talked to Jim's co-author, Dr. Hicks.
Yes.
I can't remember how much I told y'all, but his worm had passed away, and so he was looking to get another one. And he is go, 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 go. So he had done his application, and then the rescue, is all volunteer, and so they try to take a little break during the holidays. So he called me last week and he's like, I submitted my application and I heard back from him, and but then I hadn't heard anything else. And I said, well, Dr. Hicks, I bet it's because, everybody was kind of taking a break for the holidays, but let me just check.
Yeah.
So sure enough, I reached out and they were like, yeah, we were having trouble getting the vet records, but listen, we'll get back on it. And so the next day, they had all the vet records they needed, didn't. His phone interview, he passed his phone interview, and then sure enough, Emily, little Emily, his mom, went and did his home visit on Friday, and he was approved, obviously, and then he wanted to drive to Birmingham. He wanted to be in Birmingham the next day to get the dog, and they were like, we need one extra day. But so yesterday on Sunday, Dr. Hicks and his lovely wife, Jenny, drove up to Birmingham and adopted Crosby, who is now Rio,
Oh.
because he names his dogs after rivers where he has been fly fishing.
Stop
So he sent Birch the cutest little picture last night of Rio on the bed with Jenny. I was like, well, I guess he's still letting his dogs sleep in the bed. President Carter didn't convince him otherwise. So anyway, that was a fun little thing. Love to see another dog get adopted.
Yeah.
And then other
And
than
by
that, I have,
someone that we love.
I know,
I
absolutely,
mean, he's the cutest
absolutely.
little fella. If you ever get the chance to meet him or watch him do anything, I don't know if they recorded him somewhere doing the book tour. But he's about as cute as a little button. He's got the best South Georgia accent I think I've just about ever heard. He started talking at the book signing that I went to with Birch, and I looked over at Birch and she's like, I know.
I can't remember. I want to say maybe he grew up in Perry, but he went to Mercer. So he
Amazing man.
grew up. It, they, you know, and of course, all those kinds of people always remind me of Feral Sims.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So who I love some though.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
But other than that, okay, so these aren't really bright and shiny, but they were good. The Christopher Reeves documentary on Max.
Did you cry? I'm worried I'm gonna bawl.
I think maybe I did cry. I don't know. I'm not a big crier. I've
Right?
been through a crying phase in life, but generally I'm not a big crier. If you are a crier, you will cry.
Okay.
But
Not sure
it's
I have the
just
capacity for
beautiful.
that right this minute.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just, and I had forgotten that his wife died of lung cancer like 10 months after he
Yeah.
died.
I was about to say, not too long.
I
Yeah. So they
mean,
lost both their parents right back to back.
well, they only had one kid, but
Oh.
he had two kids from a previous marriage.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they were all very close.
Yeah.
But I mean, just golly, what a story. So, and
I love it.
they've kept that foundation going, and the kids are behind the documentary. They're the ones who produced the documentary. So,
Right.
highly recommend that. I also watched the Aaron Rodgers documentary on Netflix, and I wasn't going to because I find Aaron Rodgers about as interesting as watching paint dry.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I
I
don't
wondered
like
what.
Aaron Rodgers at all,
Yeah.
but I did like the documentary. And it sort of reduced my Schadenfreude in dealing with the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. Like, it made me a little more sympathetic to him. He just, like, I don't know.
Like he can't help himself.
And he kind of digs in a little bit to his history a little bit. And when he grew up in a very evangelical, strict household, and that always gives me a little more sympathy for people when they're trying to navigate their way out of that. There are more graceful ways to do it than Aaron Rodgers has done it. But that did give me a little more sympathy for him. And too, you look at his take on things and see how we all know how the media can blow things up. So anyway, I just maybe especially if you don't like Aaron Rodgers, you should watch the documentary just because we should all as humans offer each other some grace, right?
Grace abounds.
Maybe we should give Aaron Rodgers some grace. Maybe he needs his ear thumped as well, but listen, I was feeling real sympathetic with him until he started espousing the virtues of RFK Jr. And then I was like, really, Aaron? Come on. You're
It's like
smarter than that.
I agree with him to a point, and then he falls off the deep end.
Like, he takes it too far.
Yeah.
But anyway, I did come away with it with a little more sympathy for Aaron Rodgers.
Good.
Then the next one is an Apple TV series.
Okay.
My friend Susie was like, oh my God, you have to watch this. It's called Lady of the Lake. It
Okay.
was written by Laura Lippman. It's based on a book written by Laura Lippman. Laura Lippman is the wife of David Simon. David Simon is the guy who created The Wire and Tremé
Okay.
and all those series for HBO. So you see some of those actors in
Okay.
this. It's based in Baltimore.
Is it a crock pot kind of show? Can I turn it on today in the background? Okay. I didn't think so, but just
it's set in the. Set in the 50s or 60s
okay.
in Baltimore, and it stars Natalie Portman.
Oh.
And it's sort of, like a mystery, not coming of age because she's married and has a teenage son, but it's sort
Yeah.
of one of those where she maybe midlife crisis
Okay.
sort of deals, but it's really good. It's really good. So recommend that one for sure.
Okay.
And then lastly, I finished The Barn.
You did.
I finished The Barn.
I can't wait to dig into it.
It needs to be required reading,
Yeah.
just for the end.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably the last, I've listened to it, so I don't know how many, and the way it was structured, it wasn't like a good chapter sort of thing, but like maybe the last third or fourth of it.
Okay.
Is really so inspiring.
Okay.
I will say, and I saw like I when I was filling out, I said I'm making the move this year from Goodreads to a site called Storyworth.
I've heard of that, and I
Storyworth is was started by a group of black women,
okay.
so it's not corporate
Yep.
greed America, and it's supposed to be a little more user friendly. But when you go to review it and like put your stars, because and I like to do that because once you rate it, it'll recommend for you
Yes.
things based on your ratings.
Okay.
So I do try to rate stuff, but as I was reading through some of the reviews, most of them were like 4.5 or 5s, and then there was one that was a 3, and I read that and I really sort of agree with the 3. I rated it 4.5, but I also agree with the 3
Right.
review in that what Wright is doing in this book is trying to show how Mississippi was connected to the global economy.
Okay.
And so I have said to you several times, it's really dense. And so it is, like it gets really dense into all of that sort of history. And this reviewer's point was, in doing so, it almost puts the Emmett Till story on the back shelf
Right.
a little bit. And that's, I think that's a fair critique of it.
Right.
But at the end, it just is so, to hear about the people who were involved and what
Yeah.
they have done since,
Yeah.
and how our country is finally responding a little bit to that and recognizing, because there's going to be a new one of the, I guess maybe at the same time they were doing the Okmulgee National Park, they're establishing a national park
Oh,
that they have bought the barn.
good. Good.
And it, it's they're memorializing it like they should.
Good.
So
So who, I don't know who did that 3-star, but just, and I haven't read it yet because I want to be able to, I do not have the time to give it right now that it deserves. And so I'm definitely going to read it. It's on my list. I'm going to do it, but just not right this minute. But just hearing you talk about it and hearing him when he was on, I think Pablo Torre, it was not, he said every at the toward the end, I think of the Pablo Torre, he said, there are going to be so many things about Emmett Till over the years. There have been, there will be. There was the movie, there have been books. People, hopefully going forward, will be writing about it. So this was, like you said, maybe a different take and not what people were expecting it to be, but it is a take on it. And so I was going to go into it with, because I heard it and I'm glad I did listen to that podcast before I read it. Before I'm going to read it and just know what his kind of perspective on it was and what he was trying to do. So, because there are things out there about Emmett. Is there enough? No, but I think
Well,
his
and the
point
other thing
was
that
he doesn't have also the right to write that kind of book.
well, and the other thing that he is sure to point out is a lot of the stuff out there about Emmett is wrong.
Right.
Even pro-Emmett stuff is wrong.
Yes.
Like the story that, like when the Secretary of the Interior was in Mississippi looking at different sites for to make potential national parks, the narrative they had been given by Benny Thompson's office, and Benny Thompson's a black congressman from Mississippi, the narrative they had been given from Benny Thompson's office was wrong.
Yeah.
And it because what And what Wright does a really good job in this book of showing as to why, but through several generations, the significance of the barn had been downplayed by the families who owned the property.
Right.
And so this narrative, even by pro-Emmett people, had gotten out that's completely false.
Yeah.
And so, yes, there's been a lot of stuff written about it. Very little of it's accurate.
Yeah. So, yes, I'm excited to read it. So, I don't. Yeah. I'm excited to read it.
I just listened to a podcast. I think it was a Chris Hayes It was one I had downloaded. I had seen and I had downloaded. And so when I got in a dead zone driving back on Saturday, I was like, well, what do I have downloaded?
Yeah.
And it was right on Chris Hayes' podcast. And that was really good. One of the points that Wright made that really stuck with me, and probably because I was thinking about Mr. Billy at the time, is people, we are genetically dispositioned. And Dax talks about this all the time on Armchair Expert. We are genetically dispositioned to want to belong to a tribe.
Yep.
And as we have globalized and as we have gotten more into our phones and as we have, sort of lost more and more of sort of our community. The tribalization has found different ways to manifest.
Yep.
And perhaps the way toward healing is to get back to boots on the ground community. And of course, Wright was like, we're all Mississippians.
Yeah.
Until we can acknowledge the sins of our past, all of us together,
Yeah.
acknowledge. What our forefathers did, or what our ancestors did, or what our ancestors suffered. Like,
Sure.
until we can all acknowledge that and move forward together as
Yep.
Mississippians, maybe that's how we begin to heal, as opposed to picking other tribes that separate us. But just like having a pride and a sense of place.
Yeah.
Is really sort of getting lost. And that's something Mr. Billy definitely had. Like he instilled in us for sure to be proud to be from Moultrie, Georgia
Oh,
for
sure.
all these reasons. So anyway, I just that sort of resonated with
I
me
love
for sure.
that. I love
Yeah.
that thought. Yeah. Awesome.
Anyway,
That's a
problem
great
solved.
list. I cannot wait to read it. I really am excited to
And
dig
I
in.
think I probably it's one I will go back and listen to again. I may even
Yeah.
read it. Just because it, and at one point, like I was getting real frustrated at one point, and he starts talking about these freaking woodpeckers, and I'm like, "What? Right? Why are we talking about woodpeckers?" I will say he comes back around, he brings it back around with the woodpeckers, y'all. So when you get to the woodpecker part,
Okay.
don't be like, "What the are we doing?
Are we doing talking about woodpeckers?
My God, we've talked about the Drew to Ruleville Road."
I love it. I love
So.
it. Well, I have used this sentence more than 30 times. When I get settled, I will dot dot dot. So when I get settled, I will dot dot
There you
dot
go.
read the barn. It's on the list. So, thank you for that review of it. I'm really excited to dig in.
Absolutely. All right, Katie. Well, listen, it's a big week.
Oh my God.
Packing and traveling mercies
Thank
to
you.
you.
Thank you
I
very much.
hope it goes well.
It will. It'll be great. Thank you today for letting me have a reason to procrastinate.
Listen, you can always count on me for procrastination.
It was so funny. So Heather at that party, I don't want to call it a party. It was like a neighborhood get together. We were sitting there talking and she's like, "You're not skipping the week you're moving, are you?" I was like, "No." She did not like that we skipped
Thank you, Heather.
Christmas week. I was like, "Girl,
So kind.
I know it really is sweet," but I was like, "No."
Casey takes me yesterday and she's like, tell Katie that you can put an upside down spoon in a bottle of champagne and it'll keep the bubbles for a few days. And I opened my refrigerator door and took a picture of the bottle of champagne with an up down like this.
I can't wait. Well, I have this stopper that's like a rubber stopper that really works. I got it years and years ago. I wouldn't know where to get it now. Or it would have already
Because
been in my favorites.
I'm like, did we talk about champagne? I don't remember.
I know, right?
Elizabeth's like, well, you were just talking to her about Wendell Berry. She's already preaching about it. I'm like, I don't even remember talking about Wendell Berry. Like, I remembered nothing, y'all.
Yeah.
All
Who am
good.
I? What day of the week is it? And what's my name? That's the question of the
Blur's day.
I know,
It's Blur's day.
Blur's Day. When I get settled, I'll know what day of the week it is.
I won't. Listen, I've given up.
I don't
Nothing
know.
happened. This is my new state. I used to remember everything.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed. It's fine.
Yeah.
Manderley is no more.
Yep.
Just got a text from my mom. She's not going to the funeral.
Shocker. Shocker. I was thinking that she would not.
I was too.
But
Which might be why I offered to take her.
I mean, offer to take her and then make it sound as horrible as possible.
Sure, Mom, you
Sure,
can
Mom.
come.
Here's what's
But you have to
happening.
fly in the night before. We're getting up and driving 3.5 hours,
You're sleeping on the
turning
sofa.
around, driving 3.5 hours home, and you have to fly out the next day. You ready? I was thinking I could ride with you and then stay in Moultrie a few days and then fly out of Tallahassee. No, they do not have direct flights out of Tallahassee, and you are not allowed to try to make a connection on your own. We will never see you again.
You'll end up in Bermuda or something.
Oh, it would not be good.
No.
Tra-la-la.
La la la.
Everybody have a lovely week.
Yeah.
We hope it is the best circling back week you have ever had.
When I get settled.
I look like I might be running a fever.
You do. Well, you've been poking at your sinuses this whole
I
time.
have been the whole time,
I think
haven't
that's
I?
just the red from the pokage.
Oh, God. One day.
Oh no.
All right, y'all.
All right. Well, here we go.
Good luck.
Thanks. Love y'all. Be good. We will see you next week from somewhere.